Now to that victory for Indigenous Australians. A British auction house has withdrawn a sacred Aboriginal artefact from sale after high-level intervention by Australian museums and the Australian High Commission in London. The Turinga Stone, which is believed to belong to Aranda people of Central Australia, was being sold by a woman from Kent who says she was given it as a gift when she lived in Sydney more than 50 years ago. News of its sale stirred anger and concern among Indigenous art curators who appealed directly to the auction house to have the item withdrawn, as Tanya Nolan reports.
The significance of the Turinga Stone to Aboriginal culture is difficult to grasp. The National Director of Museums Australia, Bernice Murphy, says she, like any other woman in ancient Aboriginal times, would be put to death for even gazing at it.
In tribal law, only an initiated man would see this at a very senior level. So it's the most sacred object, never would be shown to women originally on pain of death if they saw such an object accidentally or found out about it. It's that important. It's more important to Aboriginal culture than the Elgin Parthenon marbles to Greece, because this kind of object has a continuing religious association.
So what was it used for?
I feel even, you know, a little hesitant explaining this as a white Australian woman. It would have been used in the most profound ceremonies within Aboriginal culture, where this kind of object would have been brought out for its ritual power at a crescendo moment of ceremony, and then secreted away where only senior elders would know how to retrieve it.
How did such a sacred object end up in the hands of a British auction house? The managing director of the Canterbury Auction Galleries in Kent, Tony Pratt, told ABC Sydney's Philip Clark that a local woman brought the object to him after hearing of a similar stone being sold in France for a large sum of money.
It was brought into me at a routine valuation day held in Sandwich in Kent by the vendor who'd been given it in 1961 by the writer and explorer Archer Russell, who had written numerous books on Aboriginal ways and life. She has the right to own this and was given it to her. And she came back to England shortly after that and has held it for the past 50 years.
Are you aware of the sacred nature of this stone?
I am now, yes.
Mr Pratt points out that as the owner of the stone, the unnamed vendor is entitled to sell it and says it would probably fetch between $6,000 and $8,000. But he says the vendor now hopes to return the stone to Australia.
I've now spoken to the vendor, and you can be the first to know that the vendor's agreed that we withdraw it from the auction for the time being. I'm contacting Michael Cawthorne and the Australian High Commission to see how we take this forward.
Michael Cawthorne from the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory says he's delighted at the news.
Turinga are considered to be the bodies of totemic ancestors from which, traditional owners are reincarnations, and so they're a central material part of a complex and sophisticated ritual system which really underpins cultural practice in Central Australia. These objects do turn up from time to time on online auction sites and so on, but it's something that the museum and the Australia Research Centre considers to be very inappropriate given the spiritual significance of these objects to Aboriginal people.
As the one to first appeal to the Canterbury Auction Galleries to withdraw the object from sale, he now hopes the owner will hear his plea and return the stone to the Aranda people. And if you're tempted to have a peek at the object on the internet, bear in mind this warning from Museums Australia's Bernice Murphy.
In religious Aboriginal terms, completely sacrilegious that can be seen. And we're trying, with the best means we have available to us in this world, to get hold of this object if we possibly could, get it back to Australia, and then put it in the networks under appropriate Indigenous control, which would restore immediately the passage of this object back to its religious, incredible reverberation.